This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 622, Managing Multi-Channel Marketing Without Losing Your Mind, by Charisse Jacob with neilpatel.com. And I'm Dan, I am your host, and I am here with you every single day to help you optimize your business life. And that's what we're going to do right now as we hear from Charisse Jacob. So let's jump into the post as we optimize your life. Managing Multi-Channel Marketing Without Losing Your Mind, by Charisse Jacob with neilpatel.com. Remember back in simpler times when online advertising was just web and email? While marketing was much simpler, the opportunities were also very limiting. You essentially could only reach the user while they were on their computer, and even then, countless other emails and ads were competing for their attention. Fast forward to today, and we now have more channels than ever with which to reach prospects. Podcasts, digital television, native ads, remarketing, social media, push notifications, webinars, etc. But with so many opportunities comes the dire need to formulate a plan to be able to wrangle it all and not lose your brand's voice in the process. So how do you do it? Let's take a closer look into how to create a strong foundation that resonates with your customers and helps you stay sane. The Multi-Channel Customer Conundrum. A study from SAP showed that multi-channel, also known as omni-channel, is paying off big. 86% of those surveyed reported that their multi-channel efforts were leading to increased consumer and customer expectations. 86% of those surveyed also agreed that investing in omni-channel clearly outweighs the challenges it presents. Nearly 75% of those same respondents agreed that this type of approach leads to an increase in sales, while 64% noted increased customer loyalty and 62% found a competitive advantage, respectively. Over half of those surveyed reported a better customer experience. With that being said, however, only 16% revealed that they were meeting all business and customer analysis needs surrounding the customer experience using their multi-channel approach. When not even a quarter of high-level executives are struggling, you know there's a disconnect. Of course, you can't just pile on more channels and hope for better results. And as marketing evolves online, this is what many companies will do. It's a race to see how much you can wring out of various methods and channels before they become too saturated. But where's the foresight in that? Create a unified presence. The first step in taming the multi-channel monster is to decide on a unified approach. This is the biggest single change you can make that will ripple out and affect all of the other departments and campaigns under it. Back in the 1990s, people wouldn't be caught dead with an Apple computer if they could avoid it. Today, people can't get enough of Apple or their products, often waiting in line for weeks for the next big release. And just look at how Apple reinforces that feeling of excited anticipation. Whether it's through iTunes, the App Store, or the Apple Store itself, every customer touchpoint lends itself to that unifying experience of must-have tech. But I get it. You're not Apple. You don't have millions to invest in modernizing your equipment. Does that mean omnichannel is out of reach for the rest of us? Absolutely not. But it does mean we have to approach things a little more conservatively. Prioritize your channels. Since you can't be everything to everyone at the same time, you have to prioritize which channels make the most sense to you and your business. But don't just look at channels from a profit standpoint. That's important too, but it's not the only criteria you should measure. Look at things like, how easy is it for the company to deliver the message to its target audience? How cost-effective is the delivery? And how likely is it that the customer will buy using this channel? Gauge your various channels to determine which one is delivering the best quality leads at the lowest cost. That should be your first item of business. There's no sense in chasing down customers through traditionally expensive mediums like television or radio if they're not conducive to a purchase being made at that point. Determine the right performance indicators. The question then becomes, what kind of indicators do we use to see how these various channels are performing? Radio is different from TV, is different from social media, is different from postcard mailings. Many strategists try to find a unifying indicator that they can use across all channels, but that seldom works because you're reaching people at different stages in the buying cycle. Every campaign is going to have its own objective, conversion rate, and cost. The most important part to keep in mind is to not spend money on a campaign that's providing tepid results at best. So many companies look for ways to put their fingers in every pie, when those pies may not be relevant or even useful to their audience. By narrowing down your targets to what's working, you can concentrate more of your resources into dominating that channel and providing the kind of seamless experience your customers long for. Work with the right vendors. There is no one-size-fits-all approach in omnichannel, and the vendors you choose will depend heavily on how far back you have to go to integrate all your customer information. Are we talking about wrangling legacy point-of-sale systems, or can we skip the complicated stuff and leverage our digital information quickly? For traditional brick-and-mortar stores who have to juggle inventory management with IT know-how and supply chains, there's no shortage of powerful platforms to do the heavy lifting. If you're looking for a more innovative approach, companies like Adaptly and Albert are using human ingenuity and artificial intelligence to calculate, learn from, and adapt to various shifts that are par for the course when it comes to multi-channel management. So as you can see, omnichannel can seem overwhelming at best. But the payback in terms of revenues, customer loyalty, and reinforced brand messaging are there for those bold companies willing to make a concentrated effort and make that leap. By creating a singular brand voice, along with crafting a plan that puts your best channels first, while measuring the metrics that matter, you'll be able to make a confident foray into the world of multi-channel without losing your shirt. You just listened to the post titled Managing Multi-Channel Marketing Without Losing Your Mind by Charisse Jacob with neilpatel.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you to Charisse Jacob, our author today. She's a guest author on Neil Patel's site. And of course, thanks to Neil as well. He's an online marketing wizard, and even if you don't have an online business necessarily, you do need a presence online, and Neil can help you get more customers. He's all about generating more traffic and sales, and definitely has a proven track record as he's been named one of the top 10 marketers by Forbes. Entrepreneur magazine says he created one of the 100 most brilliant companies. He was recognized as a top 100 entrepreneur under the age of 30 by President Obama and a top 100 entrepreneur under the age of 35 by the United Nations. So come check out all of Neil's stuff at neilpatel.com. And again, we thank him for letting us share his work. But that's it for another edition of Optimal Startup Daily. I hope you enjoyed it and that you're having a great day. And I'll be back again with you tomorrow, and that is where your optimal life awaits.